We're here on Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis, and we got up to the two dots, approximately 10, 11 lines down from the top. And the Gemara now quotes the Mishnah, which says that Im Haya Kohen Gadol Zaken, O Istinis, Mechamin Lo Chamin, Umatilin Litochan, Hatzonen, Kadesh Tafig Tzinasan. So we're going to warm up the mikvah on Shabbos on behalf of the Kohen Gadol, because it's a very cold mikvah. The Kohen Gadol is a zaken, or maybe he's an istinus, he's very sensitive. Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Om Rabbi Yehuda, Ashishios, Shel Barzel, Hayu Mechamimim, Mei Erev Yom HaKippurim, Umatilin Osan L'toch Sonein, Kedesh Tofug Tzinosan. So they would heat up bars of steel or iron on Erev Yom Kippur, and on Yom Kippur they would throw them into the cold weather mikveh so that it would take away the chill. And the Gemara is going to discuss whether or not this is a problem of violating Meleches Yom Kippur. Now keep in mind that this brisa that's being quoted here in the Gemara seems to go beyond our Mishnah, and it goes into great detail about what we're allowed to do. The Mishnah only mentions chamin. It doesn't tell you that it is these bars of iron. And if you take a look at the Rambam in his Pirush HaMishnayos, you get the impression that this Braisa is suggesting an alternative to our Mishnah, a different method of warming up and taking off the chill of the cold mikveh water. But there's no machlokas between the two. It's just an alternative to our Mishnah. However, there are those who say that the Mishnah and the Braisa are at loggerheads. And that's a discussion in the Siach Yitzchak, the super commentary here on Masechta Yoma. So the Gemara right away asks the question about Lo Mitzarev. This is a Gemar Asiya Sakli, because when you take a hot metal and you place it into cold water, it strengthens the Kli, right? In Mechazekes Umakshicha Osa. And as a result, he violates the malach of Makar B'Patish. Amar Bevi, Shelo Higiel Tseruf. That Tseruf, to strengthen the Kli, only applies when the Barzel is white hot. It's so hot from the Gecholim that are heating it up. And then the Mayim, the cold water, can be Mitzarefit. However, here, in this case, by the time they took the bars of iron off the Gecholim on the morning of Yom Kippur, not to throw them into the mikveh, they were already not so hot. They weren't what we call maluban, such that now the cold water would be mechazikit and would create a tziruf. Abai Omer Afilu Tema Sheigia Letziruf. Abai disagrees with Rabbeinu, and he says there's no need for this ukimta. You can even assume that the barzel is maluban, it's got the red hot, you know, fire in it, and nevertheless you're still allowed to place it into the mikveh. And why is that? It says Abaye, Dovashen Miskavin Mutter. Abaye accepts the opinion here of Rabbi Shimon in the case of Gorer Odom Kisei Mita v'savsol al gabi karka, he's allowed to drag a relatively heavy couch over the ground, the soft ground, and the legs of the bed or the sofa, the couch, will make furrows in the ground, and that chafira is called the tolda meleches koresh. And the reason why Reb Shimon allows it is because it's a davar shei miskaven. He has no interest in making charitzim. Here too, he wants to so to speak, warm up the mikvah water. He has no kavana on the kli to be mitzarif the kli. So Gemara asks, "Who mi amar Abaye hachi? Does Abaye really accept the opinion of Rabbi Shimon and Dovah Shani Miskamin that it's mutuva tanya? We have a brisa, and the brisa reflects a pasuk in Vayikra Perek Yud Beis, Ubayom Hashvidi Yimol Besar or Loso. And the extra word besar is redundant. It could have just simply said Yimol or Loso. Why do I have to say Yimol Besar or Loso? And we have here a ribui from the word basar in this pasuk. In Vayikra Yud Gimel, it says, "Adam ki yeh be'ar b'saro se'es o sapachas o baheres." And the pasuk now about Yom Hashmini Yimol B'sar or Loso is telling us that even if the Makom Mila, the B'sar or Loso, is a Makom She'esham baheres, it's like that pasuk that we quoted by Yikri Yud Gimel, Bi'or B'soro Sapachas O Baheres. And the Torah says that we're not allowed to cut off this Baheres, is a violation of an Iser derived in Dvarim Chavdalid, Parashas Kitetzet, from Hishomer B'nega Tzoras. And that's called Ktsitzas Tzoras. And now it's B'mokum Mila. So you have, on the one hand, the essay of Mila, on the other hand, you have the losase of Ktsitzas Baheres. And we're going to derive in this braisa from the extra word basar in the pasuk Bayom Hashmini Yimol Basar Olaso that the mitzvah Mila is doche and overrides the issur of Ktsitzas Baheres. And this is all the opinion of Rabbi Yoshia. And that's the end of the braisa. The Gemara asks, Avinaba, why do I need a special pasuk to be matir ktsitzas baheres b'mokum mila? After all, it's a case of davar she'einu miskaven. The moel is intending to fulfill the mitzvah mila. He has no intention of ktsitzas baheres. And a davar she'einu miskaven, Omer Abaye, l'Rabbi Yehuda, the Omer davar she'einu miskaven also. And the way Abaye is interpreting this brisa of Rabbi Yoshia, it sounds like Abaye accepts this brisa, interprets it in the light of Rabbi Yehuda's sheet that Dovah Shein HaMiskavin is Asur, and therefore if not for the special pasuk of Besar or Loso, it would have been Asur, even though he's not Miskavin for the sake of cutting off the Baheres. In any event, it seems clear that Abaye embraced the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that Dovah Shein HaMiskavin is Asur. Here, in our Mishnah, Abaye seems to interpret it as the case of Dovah Shein HaMiskavin, even if the Barzel, says Abaye, is burning hot, and he will be Mitzarif, but he's not Mekavin to Mitzarif. And the Gemara answers, Hani Mili, when does Abaye say what he says, B'chol Torah Kula? That's only in something that's awesome in the Raisa, like Tzitzas Baheres. And even if he's not miskaven, Abaye accepts Rabbi Yehuda's shita that Dovah Shein HaMiskavin is also aval hacha. But here, in the case of putting the ashishios in the cold water, there it's a tziruf derabanan. It's only a violation of derabanan. Why is it? Because the ashishios are not kalim. These are slabs of iron. They are not utensils. And had they been utensils, we would have said that the tzira for these utensils is gemar malacha, and for sure he violates an isur d'oraisa even if he's not miskavin, because Abaye accepts rava. But rather we're dealing with a case of mateches. Mateches is what we call golmim. You know, it's a raw material. It can be made into a kli, but it's not a kli itself, and the tziruf is not considered gemar malacha, and you're not creating a kli. Therefore, if he doesn't have kavana to be mitzarif them, but his whole intention is just to take away the chill of the water of the mikveh, then even Rabbi Yehuda would be moda, then in this case it's muta. And what it means here is that the reason for the heter of Hatolas Hashishios is because even had he been miskaveh to be mitzayef, there would not be an Issa Doraisa because it's not a kli. And therefore, we apply the principle that in a Dover She'ena miskaveh, lo gozru bo rabbana. And therefore, the action is completely mutatosvis, has a girs in the Gemara of Hani Milu B'chol Tarkul Aval Hocha Tzirif Durabbanon Hu V'Ein Shvus B'Migdash. And the way Tosus interprets this girsa that he has is that initially Abaye thought that Rabbi Yehuda would hold the Dov Shein Miskaven is also only Rabbanon and not Doraisa, and therefore be mutter to be matil Ashishel into the mikvah on Yom Kippur, because since he's not Miskaven Litzarev, we can apply the principle of Ein Shvus B'Migdash. So the Gemara asks, or shall we say, raises the following objection from the Braiser with regard to Ketzitzas Baheres. You can see that a Dover Shein Miskaven is also the Raisa. And the Gemara answers, yeah, a Dover Shein Miskaven is also the Raisa in Kol Tarkula, but not in Shabbos, because in Shabbos, Meleches Machsheves Osra Torah. And when he puts the Ashishios into the mikvah, he has no machshava to be gomer in the malach of the kli. He only wants to be mefig mitzina of the mayim, and therefore it doesn't have an isa doraisa of makabat patish. It's only tziv derabbanan, and although b'medina b'asav and in migdash it's mutter. And this leads us to the mishnah here on daf lamed dalid amid beis. We learned earlier on daf lamed that during the course of Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol will be tovel 5 tefillos and asara kiddushin, 10 times it will be mekadesh yod haraglav, and the 5 tefillos, with the exception of the first one, take place in the beis haparva, in the azara with kiddushas azara. And whenever the Kohen Gadol comes to put on his big day zav for the purpose of Avodas Chutz, or if he comes into the Pnim and he changes into big day lavan, he has to be Mekadesh Yodov Viraglov. And then he will be Tovel, he'll be Mekadesh Yodov Viraglov a second time around, and these tefillos have to be implemented by Kodesh, with the exception of the first tefillah, as we saw back on Daf Lamed. Our Mishnah is going to address the Tefillah Shnia, and he has finished now the Akrovas HaTomid Shel Shachar and whatever else he has to do in the Avodas HaBoker. Hevi'u LeBeis HaParva. Now they bring the coin into the Lishkas Beis HaParva, which was on the Gag, which had a Gag, and on the Gag there was a Mikvah. And now the coin Gadol is ready for the second Tefillah. Uba Kodesh Hoysa, this Lishka was built in the southern part of the Azara, the Makom Kadosh, because the tefillos of a Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippurim must be in a Makom Kadosh. And this is derived from a pasuk in Vayikra Perek Tezayin. It says, "Verachatz es psaro b'mayim b'makom kadosh." Now, although it's on a gag, and we have a principle that gagos v'alios we make the lowest kadosh. However, this lishka was built underground, subterranean. And therefore, the gag itself was shav, it was on the same exact level as the Ritzvah Zora. And therefore, it was niskadish. It's not like another case of a gag. And therefore, it's considered as the fulfillment of the poskin achrimos b'makom kodesh. Now the Kohen Gadol is ready for tefillah. Persu sodin shel butz. We've discussed this in the past. They set up a curtain of linen as a mechitza for tznius purposes beino leveina am, and that would separate the Kohen Gadol from the spectators amongst the people who are standing in the azara kidesh. Yadav veraglov. The Kohen Gadol is now going to be Mekadesh Yodav Viraglav, and then Pashat, he takes off his big day Zav, which he was wearing for the Avodas HaBoker. And Rabbi Meir Omer, no, that's not the Seder, but rather Pashat. First, he takes off his big day Zav, that he was wearing for the Avodah Saboker, and then afterwards he's Mekadesh Yodov V'Raglav. And back on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, you may recall that the Gemara had explained that according to Tanakama, the Kiddush Yadai Raglayim before the Tefillah was a result or generated by the Pshita, the taking off of his begodim, and therefore he's Makadish Yodav Raglav, and then he's Poshet his begodim. Rabbi Meir on the other hand holds that even the Kiddush before Tefillah, as well as the Kiddush Li'achar Tefillah, they are as a result of the begodim that he is about to don, Sha'omed L'Lilbosh Li'achar Tefillah, and therefore he should be Poshet his begodim, and then he be Makadish Yodav Virag. The Mishnah continues. Yorad v'taval v'ola v'nistapeg. The Kohen Gadol went into the mikveh. He comes up and he dries his body with a beged. And hevilo, they bring him now his big day lavan for the purpose of the avodas yom kippurim. Lavash, he puts on the big day lavan and kidesh yadav v'rag. The Mishnah now addresses the big day lavan that was worn by the Kohen Gadol for the Avodas Yom HaKippur b'shachar in the morning after his second tefillah. He goes in to be makdir the ketores, to be mazid the domim inside the Kodesh Kedoshim v'hayalavush plusim. He wore garments made of linen that came from the state or the nation of Pilusim. And apparently that was the high quality linen that they used to create the big day lavan of the Kohen Gadol. And what was the value of these big day lavan? Shel 12 mana. They were worth 12 mana on the market. And that's a significant sum of money. Now it's Bein Arbayim. He's already after the fourth tefillah. He's now going again for a second time into the Kodesh Kedoshim to be motzi to take out the kafu machta. The Kohen Gadol is lovesh hinduyin. These are linen garments that are imported from a nation called hinduyin. And the Gemara is going to establish that this linen is very significant, but it's less of a fancy. It's pachos b'mayla me'apishin shalavish b'boker, and this beged is shel shmona meos zuz. It is worth on the market 800 zuz, whereas the begadim that he wore in the morning from plusa were worth 12 mana. So the ratio is 1,200 to 800. And Chachamim Omrim, that the big day lavan of the morning were worth more than the big day lavan of the Erev. However, according to them, Bashachar, when the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh Kodoshim in the morning, in order to be Machtir the Ketores and do that Zos Tavim, Yalove Shel Shmona Sarmona. Not 12 mana, but 18 mana. Ubein Abayim, when he went in for the Hotzos Kafu Machta in the afternoon, he would wear Big Day Lovin Shel Shneimasar mana. So went down from 18 mana to 12 mana. Hakol. Now, for some reason, the Mishnah feels compelled to make the arithmetic calculation here and add the 18 to the 12, and Shloshim mana, the total is 30 mana. And we'll have to see why the Mishnah felt it was important to make that calculation. Now the Mishnah adds Elu Mishel Tzibur, the monies that were used to spend on these big day lavan that are mentioned here in the Mishnah, they would come from the Trumas HaLishka, meaning from the Machsa Shekel that was contributed by the entire Tzibur on an annual basis. V'imrotza LaHosif, and if the Kohen Gadol wanted to spend even more than that allotment in order to purchase Begadim, meaning linen garments that are even more chash, more expensive, then he cannot draw those funds from the tzibur, from the trumas halishka, but rather mosif mishalo, he's going to have to dig into his own pocket in order to spend that money. Now, the Gemara here on Daf Lamed Hey Amid Bey Amid Aleph, which Amir Tzashem will be studying tomorrow, is going to discuss the name Beis HaParva that we learned in our Mishnah. Why is it called Beis HaParva? Om Rav Yosef, Parva Amagusha. There was a Mechashev, a sorcerer, by the name of Magusha. And he actually built this chamber, and therefore it's named after him. And on the Mishnah, we have a Teferis Yisrael, a commentary on the Mishnah. He says, Eina kavana l'kishuf mamish. It doesn't mean that he used sorcery in order to create this lishka, and now we're going to name it after a sorcerer, but rather, b'na'a bi'umnis gedola. He was such an expert in the way he created this mikvah on top, you know, drawing water from the bottom all the way onto the gag of this lishka through the thickness of the walls and the ksalim, that it looked to the spectators if he was using kishuv. But Lamaisi wasn't using kishuv. And that's the way that the Tiferes Yisrael understands our Mishnah. The Mishnah is going to tell us about Parsu Sadin Shalbutz, Mishnah Shalbutz. Why did they prefer to use a curtain that's made of linen? After all, they could achieve tznius and privacy with other materials. Omer of Kahana Kadesha Yakir. So the Kohen Gadol would realize and remind himself, Shavodos Hayom, the special Avodos of Yom Kippur, the Big Day Butz. He's got to wear 4 Big Day Lavan that are made of Pishtan and not the 8 Gadim that he's used to wearing the entire year. And the next part of this Gemara is going to discuss the expensive Big Day Lavan of the morning Avoda when he went into the Kodesh Kedoshim, and the less expensive Begadim that he wore in the afternoon of Yom HaKippurim, when he went to remove the Kafu Machta, and which of these two Begadim, well, it seems from the Mishnah that obviously the Begadim in the morning are more chash, but why? Why is that so? Okay, so this is where we're going to stop here on the top of Daf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph.